This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN and Ukrainian officials say that no radiation was released from a Russian attack at Europe's biggest nuclear power plant in Ukraine, and firefighters have extinguished the blaze at the facility. Russian forces continue pressing their campaign to cripple the country despite global condemnation. The International Atomic Energy Agency's director general said Friday that the building hit by a Russian projectile at the plant was not part of the reactor, but instead a training center. Nuclear officials from Sweden to China also said no radiation spikes had been reported. Meanwhile, during a news conference, the European Union foreign policy chief Josep Borrell says that with over a million Ukrainians made refugees already, the EU is asking for a safe passage for civilians.
We strongly call for a humanitarian corridor. The International Red Cross is not able to enter the country, and we need green corridors for the Red Cross to be able to help you.
The number of refugees fleeing the country has eclipsed 1.2 million. Russian President Vladimir Putin has intensified a crackdown on media outlets and individuals who fail to hew to the Kremlin line on the war in Ukraine. He signed into law a bill that criminalizes the intentional spreading of what Moscow deems to be fake reports. Russia also has blocked Facebook and Twitter. The moves follow blocks imposed on the BBC, the U.S. government-funded Voice of America, and Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty, a German broadcaster, and a Latvia-based website. The sweeping action against the foreign outlets that publish news in Russian seeks to establish even tighter controls. This is VOA News. As the West condemns Russian President Vladimir Putin, as local supporters in China, where the ruling Communist Party tells its people they are fellow targets of U.S.-led harassment, public sentiment largely reflects the stance of a ruling party that is the closest thing Putin has to a major ally. The war should stop, but the United States is to blame. President Xi Jinping's government has tried to distance itself from the attack but avoided criticizing Moscow. Ruling party control of all Chinese media and intensive internet censorship make it hard to gauge public opinion, but what the party allows online and requires media to publish make clear what it wants the public to think. Big cities in the United States are dropping more COVID-19 measures in a push for normalcy. AP correspondent Mike Gracia with details.
New York City and Los Angeles are lifting some of their COVID-19 prevention measures, which have been among the toughest in the country. New York City will end several mandates next week, including requiring masks in public schools. Additionally, New York Mayor Eric Adams says vaccination requirements are ending at restaurants, entertainment, and cultural venues.
Folks can come in and enjoy.
But some mask requirements in the Big Apple will remain in place for now.
I think we should continue to wear the mask on the subway system.
In Los Angeles County, the masks came off Friday at restaurants, bars, gyms, shops, and other businesses. In Illinois, face mask requirements for many indoor facilities end Monday.
India has yet to submit its targets for cutting greenhouse emissions to the UN Climate Agency. 4 months after have passed since Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced its net zero targeted and a short-term goal for increasing clean energy. But since they haven't been able to submit to the UN Climate Agency, the targets can't yet be counted towards a global effort. India's environment minister said that the concerned ministries were still discussing the matter. Experts say the delay underscores the enormity of the challenges facing India, with the opposition raising questions about whether India had a clear roadmap before it made international commitments. And in the U.S., state of Kentucky, a jury has cleared a former police officer who fired shots during the 2020 drug raid that ended with Breonna Taylor's death. The jury on Thursday found Brett Hankinson not guilty of endangering neighbors when he fired through a sliding glass side door and a window of Taylor's apartment. There's more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.